Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Wow. Yo. Sometimes it hits you like that. You hear the bubbles, you hear that cough. Might be throwing you off because you don't usually hear me cough. Even the OG get taken down sometimes. But you know who it is, man. I got an electric blue hoodie on today, hot in the hairline that's no longer existent. But it's all good because my beard is impeccable. And I do all right out here in these streets, and I'll just leave it at that. That laughter you hear is no other than my main man.
You already know.
What's good, my guy?
I ain't nothing, man. Listen, dog, listen, man. Here's the way we compliment each other, right? Like, you know, it ain't in the cards for me to grow a full beard to cover up this face. You know what I'm saying? It just ain't. So the headline is intact. So we here. We still, what's the yin and the yang and all that. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's me. You know, it's Marvin. We'll be back. Man, you know, them bubbles, man, it reminded me this week I got back to my gelato. Oh, man, gelato is so near and dear to my heart, man.
I think that's what I'm smoking right now is gelato. Right, yeah. Or so gelato these, cake or something, right? Like that.
Okay, yeah. So these last couple of weeks I've been kind of going back and forth. It was ice cream one time. It was peanut butter breath recently, for the last maybe like 5 or 6 days. Okay. And I just got back to this gelato, man. And the gelato made me feel like, I'm back home now. Man, I'm with it. Yo, it's like my favorite shit.
You just made me think of something, bro. Real quick. For all those individuals out there that are like-minded, if you found yourself like me, where it was, I was finding that the certain glassware was just no longer doing it for your boy. It was cool, but then it's just like, you know what I mean? It's kind of a quick one. The pens, they be cool. But my guy, one of my main mans in them, they came up on a gravity bong.
Chef kiss.
I'll tell you this, brother, for y'all that out there that might have been going through the same phase in life that I was, especially during this pandemic, you probably been smoking a lot more than you normally smoke. And you might find yourself not really getting the reaction used. Move on up to that gravity bong, brother, sister. Trust your boy on that one. I've never lied to y'all. I never lied to the people once. I'm telling you, the gravity bong will
elevate you and all that.
Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, man. So listen, we here. We didn't got all that out the way, man. So you know about what time it is. We start off with our current music rotation and shit. For me, I just got to kick it off. Shout out to ESTG. He dropped Bigger Than Life or Death Part 2. And I'm so glad that he dropped a Part 2 to this album instead of making it a deluxe. Because it's only 8 songs on the joint, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, 8 songs. It's about 19 minutes worth of music, which is absolutely perfect. I'm not really a huge fan of when people drop an album and then drop a deluxe version of it, because usually the album is 17 songs and then the deluxe has ended up about 25 or 26. And it just kind of makes it a chore to kind of go back through the album and, get to the extra songs and all that. So shout out to ESTG for doing it this way. I've been listening to that. I've been listening to a lot of Ransom. Just a lot of Ransom, bro. Like, because his he's one of my favorite rappers ever. Like, been that way for a long time. And like a lot of things he says, like, it stays with me. Like, he got a lot of quotable shit. You know what I'm saying? So I've just been kind of going back and forth between just a lot of just grimy rap, really. You know what I mean? Like, it's that season. Like, I sneak my R&B. I sneak my R&B in here and there. You know what I mean? If I'm chilling, if I just lit up, if I'm if I'm in that mood. But the majority of my playlist been like just super old school Cool G rap shit. Nas, just I've been in that bag, really. You know what I mean?
Okay. I say for me, definitely outside of the kid stuff and like the holiday stuff.
Yeah, that's
I'm gonna be real, it's in heavy rotation.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So there's a ton daddy daughter duets going on right now in the house, and I'm loving every minute. Right,
rightfully so.
I'm still listening to that, the Silk Sonic genre, whatever it's called.
Yeah, Silk Sonic, yeah.
Bruh.
It's perfect. No, that shit is flawless.
Take my money when the tour tickets go on sale. Yeah. It has to happen.
Y'all know Jerv don't do...
I don't do shows, R&B, bro. I don't do R&B shows.
Shit like that.
But that's not a show. That's an event.
Yeah, it's an experience.
I'm just going to be all the way real with you.
They need to call that shit an experience when they drop.
I'm sure it will be. with Styles and Havoc John just coming out. Yo.
Yep. Yeah, no. Yes. Thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you. It's grimy. It made me realize how much, we miss P.
Oh,
you know
my what I'm saying? God, man.
I think Styles did a hell of a job of just being himself. Which I never think was in question. But he did a hell of a job of just being himself and rapping like he does. You know what I mean? Not trying to, recreate the group.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Or the show, whatever. Have once again just killing the production. Like,
man, Have is just real quick, just a little gem right there. He was on Math Hoffa's podcast, My Expert Opinion. We don't shout out a lot of podcasts on here, but that's actually a great show. Have was on there and they asked him, did he know that he had this this situation going on where, like, mentally, like, he sees sounds. You know what I'm saying? Because he talked about that before. And they asked him about it. And he was like, yo, when you making beats, he was like, well, if the colors don't match, then the beat is trash. You know what I'm saying? Like, in his head. You know what I mean? So, like, he's one of those type of guys. So when you say that he's still doing his thing on a production, that's a guy that was meant to do this shit. Like, he was born to do this shit. You know what I'm saying?
And no disrespect, because I do think our parents' generations had the best music. Mm-hmm. I feel like that generation of hip hop, like the Mob Deeps and like all that, like that generation.
Yeah.
I feel like that generation, just like, as far as like producer wise.
Oh, it's the best.
I think it's the best, production.
Yeah, you got Q-Tip in there. You got
Primo, it's crazy.
You got everybody, bro.
And these cats got longevity too. Like, yeah, they still like Hab's still doing it. Like, yeah. Dre, you may not have liked. I mean, that was a lot of years ago. But if Dre was to put out something new right now, like, you trying to tell me I wouldn't? If I'm not saying I'm not going to like, I'm gonna like, but you trying to tell me I'm not going to like the production? Yeah, the beats,
production gonna be crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, definitely listen to that. And then, you know, as we talked about before, we know my man's not dropping the album no time soon. Okay, I get it.
Man.
I get it. When I say no time soon, I mean we're not getting it not before the year. End of this year. No.
Yeah.
We're not.
Yeah, because we recording this on December the 4th. It's whole day. Happy birthday to Hov.
Happy so, like birthday.
You said, I'm kind of with you because I was holding out hope. You know, I was holding out hope saying, nah, man, he's going to come through. And you know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and – unless he does it, pulls a J. Cole and just drop that shit one night and just
– My man – one of my homies broke it down and was just like, yo, it just doesn't make sense for – it doesn't make sense for him. When he probably wanted to come out, it was all type – you know, everybody was talking about Ye and
Donda
and Drake.
C.O.B., yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was kind of a, you know, a what you call it, like, eh, it don't really
it's
make sense.
It's a monkey wrench in the system. Yeah.
And then it's like, yo, you can come out now because truth be told, like, them albums faded. Like, I don't really hear people talking about them anymore. I know people probably still listen to them. But
yeah,
like,
but it's not a topic of conversation.
I go off an Instagram post, right? Like, when people put music to their stories, I don't see those albums being posted to their to people's stories that I follow, right? Mm-hmm. So, but it's not enough time left for him this year. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm thinking February-ish or whatever. Like,
that sounds about right. If it's not going to be December, then, yeah, February sounds about – let everybody that's going to drop at the new year, get them out the way, and then you drop around February. I am also still holding out hope that Benny will drop still because he's been previewing some stuff. He went on IG Live maybe like a week or two ago, and he was playing some stuff he got with Stove.
Yeah,
guys,
I saw that.
Out the Stove. Yeah. And then also Rick Ross previewed the joint that Benny's on.
His joint
It's come out
the 10th,
couple
right?
days from now. Yeah. So, yeah, on the 10th. December the 10th, Rick Ross, Richard, and I have ever been. He just put out another joint. It's called Little Havana. You got Willie Falcon on there, and and The Dream is doing the
I listened to that joint. That's
fire.
Here you go.
Yeah, it's fire.
Ross
is speaking, bro. Like, he's speaking. He's sitting back. He probably sat down and recorded that. You know what I'm saying? He's super comfy.
It's classic Ross, it's bro.
Classic,
like,
yeah, no,
when we asked what we expected, we said, we just expect Ross. Like,
yeah, we expect luxury shit. Yeah,
luxury shit at its finest.
And that's
like,
what it is.
Hov is like wealth shit at its finest. Yeah. Where it's just like, you know, a lot of people just don't know what the fuck he's talking about because he's reached a different point, right?
Yeah.
Ross is still in that ballpark. Not saying he's like a regular nigga because he's not, but he's still in that ballpark
but
where
the
shit he talks about is regular nigga shit. Like, he's still living that part of the life. Now,
that's a fact.
2-3 years from now, probably won't be, bro.
It's a conversation,
He starts to get richer and richer every year. So I'm just going to put two and two together and say this is probably one of the last ones.
We ain't stopped the thigh stop now, bro. Like, he's doing his thing, man. So,
he said, I'm going to eat.
Hey, you know, literally, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to that. You know, that's what the music looking like, man. And also, y'all don't just tune into this shit for music, man. Y'all come here to get the dad talk, the gems from the fathers and shit like that. And who better to give it to you than us? So I figured I would start with how my day went today. Took baby girl to ballet this morning. You know, had my son with me and shit. You know, we out there matching with the fucking Giants hoodies on and all that. you know, Giants beat the Eagles last time we played and shit. We ain't gonna talk about that too much. But anyway,
congratulations.
this nigga go. But no, we out there, and it's always good to let your kids get outside in the elements. You know what I'm saying? Let them run around, let them walk around and breathe that fresh air, and you know what I mean? Look up and ask you, daddy, what's this? And pick up a fucking rock here and there, or you know, something like, let them go out there and experience this type of shit. So I'm out there with my son, and you know, we run around and you know, he doing his thing and shit. And it just reminded me of me when, like, in my childhood, you know, just going outside, walking around. And I noticed it was this moment, right? Because, like, the way that the ballet shit is set up, it's like in this complex. So he noticed that the louder he got, the more he could hear his voice echo. So he just kept doing it. Like, he got loud one time, like, on accident. And then he heard it. He was like, oh, shit, like, that's me doing that? And I saw the moment that he realized it happened. Like, he lit up and he just kept doing it. So, like, moments like that is, like, when you out with your kids and you see them doing shit, and it's just like, cause you know what it's like. Like, you've done that before. We've been somewhere and you realize, like, oh shit, like what is this? You know, like, yeah. So just to see that shit happen in real time, man, it's like, you know, that's why I try to make it a routine. Like, we went to the barbershop yesterday together, you know, both got cuts and all that. Like, it's okay. You know, it's good to start that type of shit early. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that goes for whether you have sons or daughters. You know what I'm saying? I have both. I got two girls and I got my son. But it's good to start a routine early, because you may think that they don't necessarily, like, remember every single step of the way, but these are a lot of things that are going to stick with them for the rest of their lives when it comes to dealing with people, period. You know what I'm saying? So when you make that daddy-daughter time, that father-son time, whether it's a barbershop trip, whether it's taking your daughter out to go get some lunch or some ice cream or whatever, yeah, these are things that they're going to remember. Like, please understand that. You know, that's for any fathers that's expecting. If you got kids already, if you plan on having kids down the line, just understand that, you know, they might be little and it might be, you know, attention span.
It really is the little things.
Yeah, it's the small, it's the details, man. It's always the details, always. Believe me on that. Believe me.
Yep. Yeah, man. I mean, I can't even say nothing better than that, bro. Like, you absolutely right, yo. Little things matter. You know, man's just dropped some gems on y'all. Make sure y'all, you know, take them down and adapt it to your life.
Absolutely, man. You know, so I saw this on the rundown, Jerv, and it's something that I think is, like, it's super important, and I wouldn't have anybody else speak on this but you. And I'm not just saying that because you're the homie, but because I respect your opinion and your, you know, your perspective on these things like that. And you're right there, right? Like, you're right there in Philly. You know, there's a lot of shit going on in Philly, man. You know, like, pray for Philly, honestly. But, like, from your perspective, how you see it, like what's going on, and what's your take on what's going on right now in the city?
So it's just crazy out here, man. Like, I mean, I think the last thing I saw was like 503, 504 or something like that. Maybe like 50, like, I don't even know. Like, yeah. honest to God, like, not even trying to exaggerate. I know it's 5 something.
Yeah.
And it's just disgusting, man. Like, yo, these youngins out here, man, they just, yo, it's not that deep, y'all. I swear on my life, it's not that deep. If it's that deep and you got it, gotta come to something, just rumble. It's okay if you lose a rumble. It's not the end of the world. But the one thing that they'll know is that you're not a punk. You're not a whatever. You know what I mean? They might think it's sweet, but they know they're going to have to fight you to show it's sweet. All that gun stuff, man, like, it's just not worth it. Like, yo, y'all too young. It's just way too crazy out here, man. Like, it's sad when you hearing, like, you know, kids, like, little kids are getting shot and killed. Like, they don't have anything to do with anything, literally. Whether they are somebody relative or not, they have nothing to do with anything. Kids in high school, elementary school, all ages, bro. Like, it's ridiculous out here. It's not that deep, y'all. Like, I swear it's not that deep. And if it's that deep, yo, just go. Instead of losing your life, I swear, if you move to another part of the area, nobody knows you over there.
Yeah.
You can go be whoever you want to be, but all this taking a life stuff, it's just whack, man, and it's sad, and it's scary. We got a whole month left, bro, and we in the 500s with a whole month left.
Yeah, it's a lot of uncertainty there where it's like, damn, like, where is this even, you know, so even from, like, your perspective on that, right, like, is it, you know, is it more gang shit? Because I don't know, like in Detroit, when I come up, it's like a hood things. I think now
it's definitely hood stuff. There's a lot of hood stuff going on, but it's just a lot of just like just dickheads out here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not even trying to be rude. Like, it's just a lot of like knuckleheads out here, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, there's always going to be territorial stuff. And honestly, I'm not trying to say that stuff's cool or whatever, but hell, I'd rather it just be that than everything. At least that, man, to certain individuals, you can be like, yo,
you can pinpoint
this, this is what it was. This is what it is, right? This is what we signed up for.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I'm not saying that's right because it's not, but you know, I
but it's better to have a reason attached to it than be some senseless where some shit like, damn, like where did this come from? You know what I mean? Like you said, just in no way, shape, or form, like is Zerv saying, oh, that's cool. He's saying that
that's
the lifestyle that you signed up for. You can kind of pinpoint it back to something and say, okay, this is why this happened, which doesn't make the loss of life any better, but it actually gives you a kind of a direction to go and say, okay, you can follow the trail on it. When this shit happened to these little small kids, it's like what are we doing? You know what I mean? Like really, what are we doing here? You know, so that shit in Philly, man, is like, you know, and that's things like this happen a lot of places. I know LA is kind of out of control right now as well. Like, it's, you know, niggas is wilding, man. Like, niggas is wilding.
The whole world is wild, bro. The whole country's wild.
Niggas back outside and shit.
I'll be honest with you, dude. I ain't trying to be funny, man. Like, that free money slowed up.
Yeah, in a major way. And I think people expected it to last a lot longer. So they was spending it when, you know, as soon as it got there, it was already done. You know, and a lot of times where we come from, that money is already spent. Before they even get it.
Before
they even get there, it's already done, man. So again, like you said, man, listen, like, fuck it. If you lose a fight, whatever, like, you know, some of the best long lasting friendships started off with a fist fight, dog.
With a fist fight.
You know what I'm saying?
Every one of my friends that I've had since day one, like before I got into school, I'm talking about the kids I grew around the corner, I fought every single one of them.
Yeah. That's usually my friends how it today. Goes. That's usually how it goes, bro. You have a fight because you're young. Mm-hmm. Nobody teaches you how to express your emotions. Or if they do, maybe nobody talked to the other person and y'all going to have a clash, whether you're talking about girls, you're talking about boys, whatever, you're going to have a clash at some point. It's going to be egos involved. It's going to be something there and you're going to have a clash. So, you know, I hope that we can get to a point as a people, period. You know what I mean? No matter where you're from, that this gun shit ain't your first, you know, it's not your first option on the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's whatever. Guns for self-defense purposes. Okay, somebody invading your home, invading, you know, your privacy and shit like that. Okay,
but, yeah,
you know, just put that shit down, man. Y'all niggas can't be scared to take no fight. I don't care if people are calling it or not. It's a fight, bro. People gonna see you and say, "All right, cool. That's respectable. It's commendable." You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But yeah, that shit is you know, shit like that is wild, man. You know what I mean?
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like, whatever.
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for your eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
The world is racing to get back to normal and start meeting up in person again. But after the year we've all had, getting back to feeling normal takes time. I don't know about you guys. I've been feeling overwhelmed, flustered, just stuck under this avalanche of things I have to do and people I have to see and people I got to talk to, Zoom meetings and emails. Hell, even this ad that I'm recording right now, I forgot that I had to do it. I'm doing it from a computer that's not even mine. It's really tough to do all of this when you feel like you're trying to handle it all by yourself. Do you feel like that? If you're feeling overwhelmed by it all, guess what? You're not alone. It's important to find the support you need to face those feelings and move forward. We all talk to our friends when we're experiencing issues, but they don't always give us the advice we need. I mean, think about it. They can't really give us unbiased feedback because they're involved in many of our interactions and how we are. What you really need is advice from a licensed professional. It can be refreshing and rewarding. When you're in a low point, you might feel alone. But over 50% of Americans struggle with their mental health. We all need help sometimes, and asking for support when you need it is actually a sign of strength. Here's the idea. Use Talkspace. It's great. It's easy to use. It matches you with a licensed therapist and schedule live video sessions, all from the comfort of your device. You can start messaging your therapist the same day you sign up. The app makes it easy to connect with the therapist that is licensed and on your schedule without having to wait weeks before your next appointment. You can go anywhere and take your therapist with you. Whether you're a parent, student, millennial, or just someone having a hard day, Talkspace can provide the support to help you feel better with a single message. Talkspace offers individual and couples therapy in addition to medication prescription services. Set goals with your therapist, and they can help make sure you're really progressing. Talkspace therapists help you develop the tools to cope in difficult times. It works around your schedule at your convenience. Send and receive unlimited messages with your dedicated therapist in the app. Schedule live video sessions with your licensed therapist from anywhere. Whether you're experiencing depression, anxiety, or other problems, Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform to help you sort through any issue. We've got thousands of licensed therapists available for you to match with, and they're experts in dozens of specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more to help you start feeling better. Start feeling better with a single message. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BOMB. That's $100 off when you use the code BOM at Talkspace.com.
But, you know, I guess kind of onto a lighter topic. The verses that just went down, Bone Thugs and Harmony and 3-6 Mafia. I'll say this, right? I'm on the record. I told y'all before. I went to Sam Goody. My mom took me to Sam Goody to buy Lauryn Hill's album, and I put that shit back to get Busy Bone's debut album, son. So I've been a Bone Thugs and Harmony fan since I was a kid, since I was maybe like 7, 8 years old. Like whenever they whenever they came out, I've been a fan like my whole life. Used to sit in front of my aunt's TV and wait for first of the month to come on and all that type of other shit, Crossroads, all that. I say that to say, I did not care about this Versus until it happened. And it's not because I don't respect these groups. It's not that. It's because I haven't necessarily been tapped into their music outside of when I discovered it. Like, you know, like a lot.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not so
it's
like
it's a little different for me.
Yeah. I, you know, 3-6, they got some shit that, like, at the time when I heard it, I was like, yeah, this shit changed the way I'm listening to music right now. You know what I mean? Like, cause we, like I said, coming from the Midwest, we listen to everything. So, not only did I love Bone Thugs and Harmony, you know, I love a lot of 3-6 music. But again, I'm not going to tell you that I can tell you the last time that they dropped some music or whatever. I wasn't in tune like that. So I didn't, the hype wasn't there for me like with a Dipset, with a Lox, because they're still music that I go to like right now. You know what I mean? So I didn't care until it happened. I'm glad that it happened now, which I think is the best way to be about it versus is like afterwards. I'm like, oh, shit, I enjoyed that. Instead of getting myself hyped up for it and disappointing, you know what I mean? So, like, what was it? We're going to talk about, like, what kind of went down. But what was your initial thoughts about it when you saw that?
So, like, at first, you know what I mean? I was just like, oh, all right. Like, that's what's up. Like, eh, I might not catch this one.
Yeah.
And I fooled with 3-6, right? Like, 3-6 was my college era, bruh. Like, 3-6 was very influential in my collegiate fun.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? In all aspects.
Oh, for
so
sure.
I fooled with 3-6. Bone was always just cool to me. Like, I never really was a crazy Bone fan like that, right? Like, you know, like, not saying they was trash or anything like that. I just wasn't a fan.
Gotcha.
They definitely had, you know, their first album was cool. I fooled with it. The joint they did with Big was dope. The joint they did with Pop, like, they some of the, like, feature wise, I fooled a lot of songs that either they were featured on, or that they had someone that I like featured.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
So my initial thought was, oh, that's cool, and yo, like, 3-6 gonna like slap them dudes. Like, it's not even like. It's not even close. Like, 3-6 has, like, Bone has joints that slam, right?
Yeah.
But none of their shit that slap that everybody's going to remember, right? Because you got to have memorable B-side stuff, as the Lox showed you.
For
because
sure.
The very next joint, when whoever, who was that? That was Fat Joe and Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But Fat Joe tried to do the B-side route too, but
B-styles,
like,
and shit. Yeah, it was like
his. Listen, Joe. Listen,
it's just
and
different.
I'm a fan, bro. Like, I'm a fan.
Yeah, no, same.
It's different, right?
It's different.
So
it's levels.
You know, like, I felt like Bone had a lot of B-side stuff like that, or like not B-side, but like, you know, whatever. And
yeah, for sure.
Them dudes have like anthems.
They
like
do.
Tons
no,
of
no,
anthems.
Legit anthems. Like, yeah, that's the right word to use. Anthems.
Stadium and they music. Got the grimy songs. Like, everything's about bouncing, having fun. Like,
yep. So the more I did my homework on their actual history, like with each other, the more I felt like it made perfect sense to happen. So apparently, for anybody who like doesn't know this, they actually had some static back in the day. Which DJ Paul said that whenever they ran into each other, it was nothing more than just kind of some shoulder bumps, some pushes, some words exchanged. It was never nothing, you know, crazy that spilled out into, you know, the streets like that. But it basically started because I want to say that 3-6 was out like on an underground wave, late 80s, early 90s, maybe, right?
Yeah, 3-6 been out.
They was out for a long time. So they doing their thing, you know, the type of content that they make, the type of style that they use. They heard Bone Thugs and Harmony, you know, come out, and they was, you know, so they neither one of them heard each other's shit because it was both underground, right? When one of them got wind of the other, it was like, oh, them niggas taking our style. And it was like, oh, them niggas taking our style. So it was just kind of like some misunderstanding shit. Obviously, we didn't have the internet back then, so you couldn't just get on there and be like, oh, nigga, hey, it's just this, or, you know, hey, here go our older shit. Like, we... whatever. They couldn't have just like ironed it out that way. They had to wait until they saw each other. That's how it used to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, 3-6 went on to make a song. I can't think of it. I'm blinking on the song right now, but they made a song that was kind of like a Bone Thugs and Harmony diss. And, you know, so it was kind of like shit like that or whatever. So now that we're here in 2021, where you got a platform like Versus, it's like, oh, you know what? It makes sense. Whoever's up there making those calls and doing their homework and saying, okay, look, let's bring it to the stage. The one thing I appreciated about this Versus was that there was just enough drama to sell the clips, but not enough drama to ruin it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that was a good thing. You know, you saw Busy Bone get into it. You know, you heard the SMD get, you know, said, tossed around. I don't really play with that phrase like that. So I'm glad those gentlemen didn't take it to the levels they could have, you know, or would have if this was somewhere else. But the thing I appreciated the most was the counter between the two. It was like Bone, you know, they started off in like 3-6, you know, they opened up with some hard shit and it was like, oh yeah, they'll give them their credit. Like, oh, that was hard. But as soon as you get done tearing the club up, we're going to rock their body outside the club. And they put the song on, body rock, body. Like, and it was so like the counter, you know, going back and forth, like the shit felt like a football game kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, these niggas came out and got a touchdown. We came out, scored. Niggas got a field goal. We got a field goal. It was kind of like one of those. So I can appreciate the show, like the actual performance that they had. You know what I'm saying? Most of it, I won't lie, it was a long Versus. It was like, that shit was like 3 hours long. I wasn't about to watch no Versus for 3 hours long. I'm not doing most shit for 3 hours. I don't even sleep for 3 hours sometimes. So let's not, you know, I'm not.
First of all, you don't need to show up on time.
Yeah, yeah, at all. You can show up an hour later and you'll still be early. You know what I mean? Basically, that's how Versus is set up. So, so from what you saw or whatever, right, whether it be clips or whether they, like, whatever, right, because I'm sure most of us probably watch the clips more than we watch the entire Versus, which is understandable in something like this. What did you see? Like, what did you see? What did you like? What did you, you know, kind of dislike? Whatever.
I felt like Swissing them drew by letting them have that crazy entourage on stage. Like, that was the first thing I noticed. I was like, yo, it's a lot of niggas on that stage up there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a lot. And that never goes well. Like, in the history of hip-hop, two squads, especially if it's a battle, quote-unquote battle or versus, having them squads up on stage is not good. You know what I'm saying? It was – the one thing I say, it was dope just seeing, which I would assume means they fucked with them because they're there and then they're also had their phones out just to see everybody just recording, you know, them as they go. Like, you know what I mean? It just reminds you, like, yo, cats is icons. You know what I mean? Like, they're, you know.
Bro, there's a story out there, right? A Busy Bone being in a bar in, like, somewhere. I don't know if it's Columbus or Cleveland, somewhere in Ohio. He was in a bar. And, you know, basically he would come through, he would order drinks and shit, and he would look at the, you know, the bartenders and shit. They would be in awe of him because he's a legend out there, right? Like, Bone Thugs and Harmony's legends in Ohio. He would look at them and be like, hey, you know I'm not paying for these drinks, right? They'd be like, yo, go ahead, like, do your thing. And he used to tell them some shit. He used to say, the devil paying my tab. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'd hit him with some shit like that. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not really with none of this. So that's a, like you said, these dudes are legends and icons. That's just another testament to it right there. Like, nigga ain't paying for nothing in the bar. It's fucking Busy Bone. Like, you gonna make him pay for a drink? You crazy? Nah. Nah. In no way.
Nah.
But yeah, it made me kind of go back and listen to, like, some more of their shit, too. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, I grew up on the music. Like, I was right there when it was happening in real time, and I'm a kid.
Bone just doesn't have enough hits for them.
Yeah, that's really what it is. I think Bone Thugs knew their core audience early and started catering to that more. Like the mainstream. 3-6 was like, look, we on a mission to make fucking, like you said, anthems. That's why I said that's the perfect word, because the shit that they drop, when you hear it, you like, oh my God, like, this is
not to mention Juicy J's second act.
Yeah, Juicy J's second act alone, I think, is why people pick 3-6 coming into the battle, because it was like, that's more people remember Juicy J, like, on that run he was on, just kind of crazy. Nigga ended up on Katy Perry songs, bro. Like, he was doing everything at one point. He doing, like, shit with Wiz.
Bro, I was like, yo, Juicy J out here. And I was like, hell yeah, dog, get that bread, yo.
Yeah, hell yeah. Get that
fucking bread, bro.
Especially a nigga like him. Nigga, you seen get it from where he came from to that, to, like, the top of the charts and all that type of shit. Like, it was just beautiful to watch. You know, so... Yeah, that the Versus, again, like, it did what it was supposed to do, because it I was interested when it happened. Beforehand, I didn't, whatever. Even the day of that it happened, I was like, oh, shit, that's tonight. And I'm like, oh, let me tune into this a little bit. And I was just kind of in and out, whatever. But yeah, it was cool. It was cool. I'm not mad at it, you know. You know, if you didn't get a chance to see it, I think that you won't really be missing out on much if you just kind of catch the clips on social media, because they highlighted like the best parts of it. If you're a fan of both of these groups, you know, I think you should probably go back and stream some of that shit, man, because that's usually what happens at the end of these verses. Both groups, both artists.
I'll be honest, bro. I didn't throw any bone on after the verses. I'm not going front. Like, I didn't say.
Well, that makes sense though, because you wasn't a fan. Yeah, like that. Like, and that makes sense.
And that's no shot. That's no shot.
Yeah, no shot. 100%. Because it's like there's some people who don't know 3-6 outside of the main songs. They don't know like an album cut or like a, you know, whatever. So it's just different. You know, it's just
like different. They had no chance, in my opinion, just on the strength that when I tell you that 3-6 was my college life, like, it's hard. 3-6 and Hov, bruh.
Yeah, and that's fair. And that's what I'm saying. You can't even be mad at that, because that's a time of your life that it happened. That you could never get that time back. So
it's kind of hard to top that, bruh.
And that's kind of how it is with me with like Dipset. Like, the Lox has been a staple in my life my whole life. But when I found Dipset, at the point of my life when I found Dipset, nigga can't tell me nothing, bro. Like 30 years from now, nigga, I'm gonna be sitting there when I can't even. You know what I'm saying? I don't even figure out what the technology going on. I'm going to figure out a way to listen to some Cam. I'm going to tell you that right now. You know
got
what
to,
mean?
Brother. Got to. Yeah, man. You know, I haven't listened to Cam in a little while. I think I might listen to some Confessions and
SDE and all that. Yeah.
SDE, Killer Cam.
Purple Haze,
I mean.
Cam got some shit, man. So, you know, before we get up out of here, we ain't going to take up too much of y'all time, man. Somebody recommended or asked us, top 5 albums of 2021. We're gonna do that soon. You know, we still got a couple weeks left in December, and we don't know. What if Pusha drop next week? We don't know. What if Benny drop next week? We don't know, bro.
They not dropping, bro. They not dropping. Chalk it. You not getting Tanner Talk 4, bro. It's not.
Oh,
happening.
Don't say it, man.
Fuck. Yo, he's moved. Yo, you not getting that joint, bro. He's moved on, yo. He just gonna keep teasing. I mean, like, yo, you're gonna get that joint, but it's gonna be like 3-4 years March. From now.
It's gonna be like, yeah.
No,
three,
bro, it's gonna be years.
No. Oh, hell no. Don't say that. He ain't gonna detox us. I hope he ain't gonna detox us. Don't do that. Nah, man.
Bro,
nah.
We're not about to get into that, but I'm just saying, look at how many projects and different things he's done. Like, all right, 3 years of exaggeration.
He got the Def Jam deal. Maybe he was waiting on the Def Jam deal. He did get this Def Jam deal.
You don't want, bro, you as a core fan do not want his first album on the major to be that.
Well, 100%. But I think with Snoop's, you know, because it's, apparently, like, Snoop is over there, like, pulling the strings and shit. But he's back in there with Danger and Alchemist and shit. So he's going back to the foundation. So I'm going to trust Benny on this situation right here. And I'm going to say Tanner Talk 4 going to be what I want.
I just know when you do studio albums, you got to have a radio song.
yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. And
Benny giving you radio songs, though. He give you songs for your radio, but he not giving you radio songs.
That's a fact. Fuck, man. Yeah, I hope... you know, fuck all that.
Come over,
man.
To the Talk 4, bro. I'm not getting Push album. I'm not getting Push album no time soon, bro. Just
damn, man.
Come over.
I'm
gonna
hold off
side.
Until December 31st at 12:59:59. I'm gonna be like, damn, be like, just drop. So, you know, whatever. But we will give y'all our top 5 list in a couple weeks to end the year off right. You know, get y'all right for Christmas and New Year's and all that. But in the meantime, continue to rate us, continue to subscribe, review, all of that. You know, follow Bomb Network. Follow Jerv on Instagram, on Twitter. Follow me. Y'all already know what's going on. Another episode of Rap Maze, man. We out of here.